5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room. Great spot to watch a little, I don't know, basketball tonight. Well, Thursday night football tomorrow night. College football Saturday, pro football Sunday. Tap Room there, the Funky Buddha Tap Room. They've got the NFL Red Zone package. They do great beer and cocktail and food specials during the games. They have the next, well, they have their next official Panthers watch party November 21st. And you know when they do, listen, any Panthers game is always a fun night at Funky Buddha. But when they do the official Panthers watch party, they've got all the Panthers swag out there. And it's a really fun time. That's November 21st. And Ryan, one of the owners of Funky Buddha, he texted me that he loves garage sales. Doesn't necessarily think that he would use OfferUp and show up at someone's house or whatever. But I happen to like a garage sale, too. Not that I would go out of my way. I'm not looking at where garage sales are. But if I stumbled across one, I would probably stop. Nah, you know what? Now that I say that, I'm not fumbling through someone's garage sale.
When I'm riding through Davie, headed home, and I see that little sign written in Sharpie, garage sale, and has the big black arrow, I follow the arrows, and I just go see what they got. Yeah, they might have some gems.
I completely lied as I was saying that, because as I'm saying it, I'm not going to a garage sale.
So just look at this. Ryan, very successful man. I'm a limited. I got some success in my life.
Limited? What are you talking about?
Just a little limited success. I'm just saying, you just, like, you know, follow the trend. People with success love garage sales.
Today is National Nacho Day. Do they have nachos at the Funky Buddha Tap Room? Looking at their menu online right now. I don't recall nachos ever being on their menu.
I get chicken wings and burgers every time I go because they're delicious.
Let's see. They've got sliders, tacos, greens, got dessert. That's a miss by them, isn't that? I don't want to criticize them. They're a good partner of the radio show. But you go to Funky Buddha, you can't get a plate of nachos?
Well, nachos are big sellers.
What?
I think nachos are more of a like, nothing else. I'll grab some nachos.
What are you talking about?
Nachos are just not, they're not a top-notch meal.
I mean, what is this guy talking about?
But it's not a meal.
Nachos?
Like, nobody orders mozzarella sticks because they're like, wow, this is really going to fill me up. It's an appetizer. And I would say it's probably the most ordered appetizer at any restaurant, any sports bar.
That's why I think they're missing here. I'm looking at the, and again, great menu at Funky Buddha. Spent grain pretzel.
The pretzel.
Funky chicken wings.
Yeah.
Candied bacon. Whipped ricotta. That whipped ricotta appetizer is phenomenal. I've had that. That's really good. Although, you know, you're sitting at the sports bar. I'm at Funky Buddha. Do I want to order, whipped ricotta? And maybe we get it a better name, Ryan.
I got the white cheese, that white cheese dip. You could say it with a little masculinity to you. Yeah.
Maybe they leave the names to KC, because KC is more of a man's man. You know what I mean? Like, KC would come up with a better name than whipped ricotta.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And nachos aren't very sanitary.
Fried house-smoked mozzarella, tuna tostones. Those are really good at Funky Buddha. Yeah. Crab hush puppies, yuca tots. You know how I feel about the yuca tots. Eggplant fries. Nah, little cutesy there. French fries. Roasted garlic hummus. I have no idea what this is. Cartoffel puffers.
Cartoffel puffers.
What is going on here? Can I consult with Ryan and KC?
But you just think of it's a little more upscale.
I get it.
Whip ricotta, hummus. It's a little more upscale than rub your hands all over my food before I eat it. Nachos.
But honestly, they can't have nachos on the menu.
I just, you know, Oh, now you're reaching over the nachos to get the sour cream. Now your crumbs off your hand are falling on my chips. It's unsanitary.
Leroy Horde texts in, he's lying. I drive by those same signs and houses. It's always by the trailer homes. If they have hidden gems, they wouldn't be living there.
I don't go too deep, Leroy. I don't go too deep. I stay on the outskirts of the trailer park.
Yeah, yeah, so you thumb through the trailer park owner's belongings, find your hidden gem there, do you, Crowder?
I never take a left or right. If it's not a straight shot, I usually U-turn and head on out. But, as long as I got a free exit, yeah.
Excellent. Anyway, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Not for nachos, but just about anything else you want. I got to talk to Ryan and Casey about that. It doesn't make any sense.
FDA.
No, FDA. Just, you get a bag of nachos, some cheese. Throw the ricotta on there. Hey, make it cutesy. Make it Funky Buddha cutesy.
Nachos aren't on the Mount Rushmore of apps.
Oh, my God. Stop it, man.
Nachos?
And so what is? Whipped ricotta?
I like a whipped ricotta.
Let's get headlines. Let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
That is a show I'd like to do, Mount Rushmore of apps, because, man, there's so many good apps. I happen
I feel
to believe.
Like you've done it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I happen to believe, like, sometimes I'm just in the mood for a couple different apps. Like, I don't even want the menu. Just bring out three or four different appetizers and let's go to work.
Sampler. Sampler.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Order every app and then everybody just picks at them.
Oh, Lori and I, that's how we eat. We're like birds.
Yeah. Man, you get old buffalo shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, what do you need beyond that? It's like I always marvel at people. The ticket wizard. Let's get a mozzarella stick, some jalapeno poppers, you know, nachos and chicken wings. And then all of a sudden, halfway through it, he's like, let me get a burger with. I'm like, you're ordering now? Like you're ordering now? He's like, yeah, these are appetizers.
Yeah, man. KC texting me,
I will talk to Chef about a new menu item, Hawk Joe's. That's a great name.
It doesn't sound appetizing.
That sounds great. I got to get an order of Hawk Joe's.
A Hawk Joe?
Yeah, Hawk Joe's.
That doesn't.
I'm going to design these. These are nachos. The cheese is cottage cheese, though. That's what I like. And actually, that's it. It's just cold nachos, cold chips with a big hunk of cottage cheese on top.
Hey, you go, KC. You're
coming
welcome.
To Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. No, I got to have a sit down with Ryan, KC, and Chef.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yep.
I think they're doing okay without the hot shows.
Because they can even turn the yucatots into nachos. You can make them yucatot nachos. You know, all of a sudden you cover them with some cheese whiz, bacon bits, sour cream.
Loaded tots.
You make
tots.
Anything into nachos.
They do it with tater tots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Loaded
yeah.
tots. You can make anything into nachos?
I believe so.
So a pizza is really just nachos?
Well, no, it's not really just nachos. You can make pizza nachos if you put cheese, sour cream, and guacamole, beans, olives, and jalapeno peppers on it. Sure,
it's a big floppy nacho.
No, you cut it up into pieces, dummy.
So you're saying if I order a cheeseburger and I cut it into fours. And then I just put sour cream, pico, guacamole, and cheese on top of the burger. That is just burger nachos. You're muted, Hawk. You're muted, which is the best you've sounded this entire segment.
Hawk Jones is muted.
You put a cheeseburger on top of a salad and called it a cheeseburger salad. What the hell's the difference than what you just described?
Bro, that chalad was fire, man. I mean, you have no idea how good that chalad was.
I am so excited about the Hawk-chos at the Funky Buddha.
Should call them Ass-chos.
The worst seller ever.
What are you talking about?
Nobody's eating no Hawk-chos.
I'm going to single-handedly turn that Funky Buddha into a successful operation.
That's what's going to do it, huh? Not the decade of success, the Hawk shows.
Well, I'm going to come in and claim the success. But I understand what you're saying. If you're coming straight from your garage sale at the trailer park, I don't want your hands all over my nachos. You order your own, app.
Hey, man, Bubba has some gems. He just wants to get rid of them at a discounted price.
Yeah, all right.
Cash only. You don't have a Zelle? Cash only.
The Miami Heat are in action tonight. That'll be at 9 p.m. It's a late game tonight, 9 p.m. They're at the Phoenix Suns tip-off again, 9 p.m. Can't wait.
All right. You bring a snack for you and Tommy Tighe?
Yeah, I made some burritos, and Tommy and I, we're going to cut that up, and it's basically nachos, if you really think about it. That's pretty much it. I mean, the Miami Hurricanes in the first college football playoff ranking, we know that they were ranked fourth in the nation. They're one of the top four seeds as well. The three seed, to be exact. But they're going to play Georgia Tech noon on Saturday. And it seems like, from what we heard from John Michaels and Joe Zagacki earlier today, John Michaels on Monday, Georgia Tech going to be the toughest opponent Miami faces from here on out, especially if they're starting quarterback plays.
Joe Z said it today, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
All right, guys, that's pretty much your only headlines. Panthers in action tomorrow. Inter Miami plays Saturday. Dolphins on Monday. Canes on Saturday. Heat tonight and Friday.
That was the craziest bounce around the calendar.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is right now about 76 degrees. It's not too hot, but it's been real gloomy all day. It's been like rainy outside.
Yeah. Windy too. Is it windy down there? It's been windy in Boca for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The gusts.
Gusty.
From the storm, I guess.
Maybe.
Great fishing, but I haven't been out.
All right, that's your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Open shot. Fate of the universe on the line, or the Martians have the death beam pointed at Earth. You better hit it. I want
Bam Adebayo!
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and we're working on a big project with Funky Buddha to add Hawk-chos to the menu, so that's exciting. If nothing else came of today, that's some very exciting developments there at Funky Buddha. You concentrate on the Crowder powder. I'm working on Hawk-chos, okay? Just give me a little leeway. The
Crowder powder in the Hawk-chos?
Oh, now you're talking.
Oh, Zoom
now
call.
You're talking. We talk about Dave and Buster's for a second because we got to get out of here for the night. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. You can watch basketball, hockey, but specifically the Miami football games every week. They're doing watch parties at Dave and Buster's for the Miami game. So Miami and Los Angeles Monday night football this coming Monday. You can actually make reservations online at DaveAndBusters.com. If you're a super fan, you join in on the fun at D&B in Hollywood. They do food and drink specials during the game and raffles. If you do reserve your table online at DaveAndBusters.com, you earn a raffle ticket to win a prize each week, including Jalen Waddle autographed helmet, Tyreek Hill autographed photo, a Devon Achane autographed jersey, Jason Taylor autographed jersey, and more. And don't forget, they've got the 42-foot TV, so the atmosphere is incredible. Dave and Buster's, like I say, not just football, but hoops, MLS playoffs, hockey, just about anything you want to watch. They've got the 42-foot TV, tons of TVs throughout the entire place. $5 bites all day, every day at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. $5 queso fries, cheese flatbreads, fried pickles, nachos, today's National Nacho Day, or queso and salsa and chips. $5 domestic drafts, including Bud Light, Mick Ultra, Coors Light, and Miller Light all day, every day. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, just off I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan. So the schedule tonight, Dan Day is coming up after us. And then you got the Heat tipping off 9 p.m. in Phoenix tonight. If you super follow me, I'll post my bets. I actually had a winning Monday. The last night that I bet was Monday night. I had the Travis Kelce parlay that I was talking. I had a loser as well, but we won enough on the Travis Kelce parlay to make it a positive night. But I'll have some plays for tonight's Heat game. I don't know what, but I'll have some plays for tonight. I am going to hunker down, get under a blanket. I'm going to eat some nachos, and I'm going to have the time of my life just chilling out, decompressing.
Hey, can I call you when I go to this offer up meeting?
I mean, just in case something goes downhill. Please be careful. Take Leroy with you, will you? Take Leroy with you. He loves to have a conversation in a car ride anyway. I mean, wherever you're going, he's going to have a great time.
You know, we get kidnapped. He's talking too much. Something goes down.
He's the first guy they release because he's talking so much. Yeah, you're donezo.
I'm over.
All right, Dan Day's coming up next. Let me talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic before we leave here. I talk about them on the show because I really am a believer. I go to the Boca location. I do feel a difference. I wish I'd been doing this sooner. You know, if you're a guy and you're feeling sluggish, not like you used to feel when you were younger, it might be low testosterone. You know, in your early to mid-30s, guys start losing about 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year. Happens gradually. Before you know it, you're 54 years old like me. You don't feel like the same guy you were in your 20s or 30s. Start treating the low T. You can start to feel your energy return in just a few weeks and the brain fog go away and your sleep improve and your sex drive return. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Take the low T quiz right there and then you're on the fast track to a life with no afternoon naps. Atlantic Men's Clinic. They've been serving South Florida since 2020. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. Wednesday night, whatever the hell night it is. Good God, get me to the weekend. Have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Heat. We will speak with you mañana.
Let's go to the garage sale, Hawk.